And finally, in our top five, Russian officials say that they have closed three major border crossings in the wake of heavy fighting in eastern Ukraine. The Russian Federal Security Service says that all three border crossings are to the east of the Ukrainian city of Donetsk. This after the Ukrainian government said that it had seized control of one crossing held by pro-Russian forces. Militia groups in eastern Ukraine have declared independence and continued fighting government troops for more than 3 months now. On Thursday, Kiev launched an all-out attack on the strongholds of Donetsk and Luhansk. The advances of government forces are pushing the pro-Russians closer to Ukraine's eastern borders. Lena Savchuk, a correspondent, joins us from Kiev to tell us more about developments there in that country. Lena Savchuk, reading some of the statements that Poroshenko is saying, it seems like he is out to get any pro-Russia activists, militias, what have you, and get rid of them. Tell us more about the developments there in Ukraine.
Well, first of all, the three border crossings which were closed by Russia are called Donetsk, Gukovo, and Novoshakhtinsk. Russia accused Kiev of shelling its territory and said that all the responsibility will be placed on Kiev government, and this will lead to corresponding consequences. And this is not the first time when Ukrainian missiles hit Russian territory because of the heavy fighting at Russian-Ukraine border between pro-Russians and Ukrainian forces. Once even a Russian border guard was wounded. Recently, after the latest accident in Lugansk region, where 19 Ukrainian soldiers died and almost 93 soldiers were wounded, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said that every death of Ukrainian among Ukrainian forces will be paid off by hundreds of deaths among pro-Russian militias. And Ukrainian government is really determined to force out pro-Russian militia out of the eastern regions.
And how are they going to do that? Has there been any news of how they're going to approach, or what type of offensive? Is it going to be deeper, more intense than what they have been executing so far?
Well, currently, pro-Russians have entrenched in Donetsk. This is the biggest city of the region with almost 1 million citizens. Ukrainian government pledged that it will not use artillery and aircraft to attack this city, and it will try to besiege it, and this way to force out pro-Russians. Another way of Kiev's operation, Kiev's plan to combat insurgency in eastern regions is to establish control over Ukraine-Russian border, as Kiev believes that pro-Russians get some support from Russia. And this is actually why this heavy fighting has woken up at the border.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Lena Savchuk, there, correspondent, talking to us from Kiev. We appreciate that, Lena.